Blog Talk Radio.
I'm aware that you may not be able to hear me. COINTELPRO has taken over my telephone. COINTELPRO has stopped my computer phone from working to dial Blog Talk Radio. COINTELPRO and the Jenny Cochran firm are one. I am going down to the Cochran firm that's supposed to not exist. And I am going to picket them every freaking day as soon as the weather breaks. Every day. Every day. Joanna? Joanna, can you hear? Matter. Black lives matter. Defrauding, crooked, conference firm fraud will not be allowed to be carried on in secrecy. Every attorney who works there should be ashamed to have to write the conference firm on their resume. I'm going to attempt to call in from another number. Joanna, can you hear me?
Hi, this is Mary Neal. This is the third phone that I'm calling the show from. I called the show from Google Voice three times. Each time, whoever is stalking me made the signal appear not to go through. It said that I misdialed three or four digits. Okay, thank you, Joanna. It said that I misdialed two or three numbers of my PIN each time. Then I called from my cell phone, which the volume on it has been turned down excessively low. That is through Metro PCS. If you have Metro PCS, don't sue anyone in the New World Order. In fact, don't use cell phones at all and rely on them if you're suing someone who's a part of the New World Order. So this is the situation. Americans have no free speech to criticize corrupt court processes, to criticize attorneys or others who are in the New World Order, like the Jenny Cochran firm probably is. We don't really have free speech. I have been delayed getting on this broadcast for 17 minutes now. And I've finally gotten on because I told them that this next phone is the third phone that will definitely prove that I am disallowed from using my free speech to tell people throughout America and the world about the Jenny Cochran firm frauds against African Americans. And therefore, for some reason, they decided to let me through on this phone. But it's definitely a decision that is up to whomever controls communication in America. I was talking today to Mr. Christopher Tucker, who was our guest yesterday on Human Rights Demand. Christopher Tucker has discovered for himself that the Cochran firm defrauds African Americans on behalf of police. He was in a situation with police in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. He said that he was victimized by police brutality, including tasering. He informed me that Oklahoma City is the taser capital of America. I didn't know that. Apparently, more people are being killed by Oklahoma City than any place else in America. I suppose that is what is meant by Oklahoma City is the taser capital of America. Mr. Tucker told the world that he made a narrow escape from police who were over-tasering him, and he had committed no crime. If you'd like to hear Mr. Tucker's interview, luckily he did most of the talking. And so you can hear his testimony against Oklahoma City police officers and against the Cochran firm, which defrauded him when police arrested him for resisting arrest. Yes, we have seen that repeatedly, that when individuals are being arrested or being beaten or being tasered or being shot for no reason, they are oftentimes arrested for resisting arrest. There were no charges that preempted the police attack for Mr. Tucker. So the thing is that a great deal of time, money, and effort is devoted to silencing Mary Neal regarding the Cochran firm fraud. And it is a total waste of money. It's a total waste of time. And it's like being in quicksand and only sinking further, because there is nothing anyone can do to silence me about the Cochran firm fraud. Zero, nada, nothing at all. I made sure of that before I ever began my campaign to expose the Cochran firm online. I made sure that there was nothing, even death, that they can do to me to stop my voice about the Cochran firm fraud. Nothing. And anyone who joins in with the Cochran firm to censor me, to interrupt the message going forward, only get in it themselves. They only expose themselves, because there is nothing that can be done to save the Cochran firm from negative exposure. And the main reason for that is not even Mary Neal. The main reason that the Cochran firm cannot be saved from negative exposure is because they don't quit defrauding African-American clients. They don't stop. They continue. So that is why Christopher Tucker came to me and told me about his own situation where the Jenny Cochran firm defrauded him on yesterday. That is why. It is because every defrauded client that the Jenny Cochran firm has had since Jenny Cochran's death are anxious to tell what happened to them. They're anxious to tell that. Before my connection with Christopher Tucker was cut today, yes, they can just simply hang up your phone if they don't like what you're saying on it in America. When they hang up on me when I'm talking about various topics, they let me know who they're protecting and who all is in the New World Order. They only expose their New World Orderlies. So therefore, when I was talking with Christopher Tucker today, he told me that he called the telephone number for the California office of the Cochran firm that he had spoken to before, and there was no answer, and he was told that they had moved. I don't know which California office that is. I hope they all close down. Attorneys will eventually be ashamed to write on their resumes that they ever worked with the Jenny Cochran firm, if they worked with the firm after his demise. They will eventually get to the point where they're ashamed to ever acknowledge that they worked for the Cochran firm, because that is truly a shame on them. That should be considered a blow against their character, that they could work for such frauds, people who deliberately take on cases to lose them or deliberately take on law cases in order to minimize whatever their clients are supposed to receive. That has been done numerous times. Also, I wanted you to know that some time ago I wrote about the Cochran firm fraud, and I said that there was a client in a criminal defense matter that I wasn't at liberty to talk about yet, and that person you heard from yesterday, Christopher Tucker, he was being defended by the Jenny Cochran firm frauds in a criminal defense matter. And he told the public that the lawyer they flew in to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, first of all, appeared to be drunk on drugs or alcohol, and Christopher Tucker is a law enforcement career man. He is an armed security person. He recognizes drunk people. He recognizes drugged out people when he sees them. I trust his judgment on that. So the lawyer that was flown into Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, to represent Christopher Tucker appeared to be drunk as a skunk. Not only did Christopher Tucker recognize it with his long years of experience intervening when people are drunk and disorderly, but he announced that his girlfriend and his sister, who is now deceased, recognized the lawyer was drunk. Not only did the Cochran firm apparently send Christopher Tucker a drunk lawyer, but the Cochran firm also sent Christopher Tucker a drunk lawyer who didn't have a briefcase. He had none of the papers and documents related to Christopher Tucker's case. He had a lawyer who was licensed in the state of Oklahoma, since he was not. Yes, I'm telling you that the Cochran firm takes cases in states where they're not licensed to practice law. So they had made arrangements with a lawyer there in Oklahoma City who was licensed to practice law in the court where they were to appear, and they paid this lawyer $500 out of the $12,000 that Christopher Tucker had been induced to pay the Cochran firm. How do you like that? You pay the Cochran firm $12,000 to represent you in a court case, and they pay a local attorney $500, and they pocket at least $11,500 for making a drunk visit across state lines. The Oklahoma bar will probably do nothing about it, because the Georgia bar, I said this on the program yesterday, and you can listen to it. It's on the billboard for today's program. I said that the Georgia bar would not send me a complaint form to file a bar complaint against the Cochran firm when the Cochran firm pretended before Georgia Superior Court that it didn't have any law offices in Atlanta. I had to call the governor, and when I called the governor's office got in touch with the Georgia Attorney General's office, and the Georgia Attorney General's office got in touch with the Georgia bar, and obviously he ordered the Georgia bar to send me a complaint form to file my complaint against the Cochran firm. Since it took an act of the governor's office to get me the complaint form, I knew there was no need of my filing a complaint with the Georgia bar. If it took an act of the governor and the attorney general to even get me a complaint form, I knew that there was no need of filing the complaint with the Georgia bar. The Cochran firm is allowed by state bars and by the American bar to go around and defraud African Americans. I have a list of African Americans who have filed suit after being defrauded. And it's in an article called Treacherous, Beware of Treacherous Lawyers, the Cochran firm. Beware of Treacherous Lawyers, the Cochran firm. Because after we were so badly defrauded, I knew that this was not going to be a program that eventually ended. I knew that the Cochran firm would continue to defraud other African-American people. And I was right. I was right. And that is probably why my phone is so hard for me to use, because they don't want more people like Christopher Tucker to be able to come forward and say, I, too, was defrauded by the Jenny Cochran firm. Before I tried to use this particular phone to call in and talk on the radio, I called the Cochran firm office here in Atlanta, and the receptionist answers the phone, "Good evening. This is the Cochran firm." They thought nothing of telling the court a lie and saying that they have no law firms in Atlanta. They thought nothing of that lie before the court, because courthouses throughout this nation, not just in Atlanta, but courthouses throughout this nation are a part of the Cochran firm fraud. When I say the Cochran firm fraud, I'm not merely talking about a law firm. I'm talking about the entire system of defrauding blacks and denying justice when they go to court. And it's not only the Cochran firm that is involved in that process. There's a lawsuit pending right now against the prosecutor in Ferguson, Illinois, that was placed there by one of the grand jury jurors. So the Cochran firm fraud is the name of this process by which African Americans and other disenfranchised people are denied justice in America. The Cochran firm is only one of the many lawyers and law firms that engage in the process of selling out their clients for the status quo. But the Cochran firm, the reason I publicize them and use their name is because they're the firm that defrauded my family to cover up the secret arrest and wrongful death of Larry Neal. That's my brother, who was secretly arrested and cold-bloodedly murdered in Shelby County Jail in Memphis, Tennessee in 2003. As far as I am concerned, that is step one on their list of defrauding African Americans. But I'm pretty sure, now that I know about their reputation and their long list of lawsuits that the media will not publicize, now that I know about that, I assume that Larry Neal was not the first wrongful death case that they simply hid on their shelves while the statute of limitations passed and actually did nothing but write the family lying correspondence about what was going on in the case, when in fact the case was in Can 13. It was retired on their shelf. Nothing was being done to seek justice. Nothing. I imagine the Cochran firm and other unethical attorneys are paid by the people they protect when they don't actually file lawsuits. As far as I could tell, no lawsuit is intended to be filed but John Crawford III, who was murdered in Walmart. The Cochran firm only asked $75,000 for the life of that young man who was cut down in Walmart. This is something else that you can listen to the tape from yesterday and see how my voice is overlaid with static. As long as African Americans and other disenfranchised people must rely on these telephonic modes of communication that are under control of the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA, we will continue to have these difficulties communicating, because they don't want African Americans and other disenfranchised people in America to be able to communicate with each other and warn each other about the circumstances that are intended to ensnare them, take advantage of them, and defraud them. That is why. That is probably the majority of the job of NSA, just as it was the majority of the job of the COINTELPRO operation, which was an FBI operation that is now supposedly defunct. In fact, I doubt if it's defunct. I think that the COINTELPRO's operation merely changed names to National Security Agency, because I have tremendous trouble trying to communicate with people, with red, yellow, black, white, and brown people in America. And let them know primarily that they must be aware of the Cochrane firm fraud against them that has been proved not just in my case regarding the wrongful death of Larry Neal, not just in Christopher Tucker's case, which was a criminal case, and that's the first criminal case that I talked to you about, even though there are others. There are people who have been sold out to the prison industrial complex when hiring the Cochrane firm to represent them against criminal charges. The Cochrane firm frauds even advertises that it represents death penalty cases. I pity anyone who would hire a Cochrane firm sold out attorney in a death penalty case. I criticize so-called white liberals who continually give the Cochrane firm awards, knowing that this law firm probably has set a record among lawyers who receive lawsuits from their former clients. The Cochrane firm probably is the leader in lawyers, among lawyers who have been sued by their clients. So it's not just Mary Neal. But even if it was just Mary Neal, the things this law firm has done to prevent justice for Larry Neal stand alone as being the most atrocious acts against the professional code of conduct that I have ever heard about. And they're allowed. In fact, courts get with the Cochrane firm and help them deny justice to African Americans. This is the time for me to publish my book. There was a time when I started talking to people in 2006, when I started writing to people in 2006 about the Cochrane firm fraud and about the computer takeovers and the telephone takeovers. There was a time when my messages were met with some doubt. But this is the time when you can receive the information because you read about the exploits of Edward Snowden, who told how much control can be had over our telephones and computers. You've heard about it now from an expert in the field, from a former worker of the NSA. So you can receive the fact that the government does not want us to talk about certain subjects, and when it does not, it simply hangs up the phone. You pay the phone bill, but it's under the control of whatever NSA agents have been assigned to control your conversation. I object to media who only talk about NSA monitoring telephone calls when a great deal more is actually happening. Monitoring implies that your telephone conversations are being taped. Monitoring only implies that people are eavesdropping on private conversations. Monitoring is not the word for my having to dial this number on four different phones before I was allowed to get through. That's not called monitoring. That's called interference. There is a petition online to get Missouri, the state of Missouri, to shut off NSA. You should look for that petition and sign it, because whatever can be done to interfere with NSA, based on all of the interference that human rights activists are having now, should be something that you want to support, because human rights activists are experiencing a great deal of interference, and I suspect that it's coming from the NSA. We're also aware that police departments now have some of the same capabilities that NSA does. Scramblers for cell phones. The capacity to end your telephone conversations when they feel like it. The capacity to overlay your voice with static if they want to. As I said, it is time to stop relying solely on the Internet, because the Internet is not in your domain. It is in the domain of people who control it and who control your right to free speech and freedom of press by controlling your ability to communicate online. They use the capabilities of the internet. I hear the static coming. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that I am going, since they've taken over my phones and my computers, I am going to protest the Cochran firm fraud, which is a nationwide fraud against African Americans by corrupt courts and corrupt lawyers. I'm going to protest that whole thing at the Cochran firm's office in Atlanta, that it got Georgia Superior Court to disagree that it even exists. The Georgia Superior Court issued me a court order saying I can't sue the Cochran firm in Atlanta because there is no such place in Atlanta. There's no such law firm in Atlanta. So I'm going to that non-existent law firm and pick it as soon as the weather breaks and I have a calendar scheduling. Please look at treacherous lawyers, the Johnny Cochran firm, to see a list of lawsuits against the Cochran firm, and I've got to add some more this week. I want to wish good luck to Mr. Randy McMurray, who is attempting to sue the Johnny Cochran firm for Regal Act racketeering, for racism and fraud in California courts. One judge has already recused herself from presiding over that trial. You will have difficulty finding a lawyer. You will have difficulty finding a righteous judge when it comes to this new world order, Cochran firm fraud operation that is mandated to happen throughout America and save money for large corporations and for police and other government agencies that are being sued by African Americans and other disenfranchised people. I have Joanna on the line, and since they got static again over my voice, I would like to give her an opportunity to speak now. Joanna?
Yes. Mary, hi. It's been
Joanna.
Static. Yes. Can you hear me, Mary? Mary, I'm here.
Joanna?
I'm here, Mary. There's so much static. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Miss Mary? So much static on the line. It sounds like the phone is like when someone with a laryngectomy is speaking, and it's worse now because I can't even hear you at all now. Mary?